the gorgeous confines of Melbourne, Australia, across the USA and 61 countries spanning the globe, Expat Progressive Radio presents The Bill Show with Bill and Randall. Now fasten your seatbelts, kids, because here are the loudest fat lefties on the net, Bill and Randy.
And welcome to The Bill Show, ladies and gentlemen. And I would like to introduce my partner, who is back, ladies and gentlemen, who is stopping me from talking too much.
It's me. It's
Randy.
Yeah. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I apologize for the last show. I shouldn't apologize, but
you should.
I was in a box. And he was sitting on the lid. And if you listen closely, you can hear me banging and trying to get out.
Yeah.
But he only let me out for the last 5 minutes, and even that was pre-recorded.
Oh, man.
Look, sometimes you have to get it off your chest.
Yeah, I know. And
even if it's a pair of 48 man boobs,
yeah,
you got to get it off your chest.
It was a catharsis, man. I was floating a theory.
Oh, catharsis.
I was dripping catharsis all over everybody.
Oh, please don't. Ghostbusters came out this week, and I just have an image of green slime.
I slimed him, man. I did. It went on for 90 minutes, and I went, oh, fuck it, I'll put it up. And I listened to it, and I said, I must apologize to everybody out there. It went far too long.
Look, it's probably going to be
it was far too self-indulgent. I apologize.
Willie, yeah, it's probably going to be our highest rating show.
I sincerely doubt that.
No,
if you want to prep people for surgery, it's like pethidine. I mean, really, seriously, I was asleep.
Today,
we're going to be talking about Hillary Clinton. We're going to be talking about Donald Trump. We're going to be talking about the Republican platform. We're going to be talking about Dallas, which was absolutely awful, and some of the conservative reaction to that.
And now we've got Baton Rouge, which has happened. Yeah. Since three more policemen.
Yeah, you know, we just didn't record for a few days, and people shot some more other people.
Yeah, well, there is apparently, what was it, 50 Americans a day?
Oh, Christ,
gunshot.
Man. It's just embarrassing.
These are the ones that make the headlines.
And we're sensitized to it because we do this show every 2 weeks for the last 2 years. So
yeah,
we mention it on the show. Yeah. And it's just amazing. Anyway, the first order of business, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Bernie. He finally had to do it.
What was that noise?
What was noise? I don't know.
It sounded like somebody was ripping something. Okay.
No.
You know what we were saying off air about, you know, the conventions. They're quickly trying to gather some money together.
Yeah.
Passing the plate to put the convention on.
Yeah.
Because they can't pay the electricity bill. And Stephen Colbert is there, and he came on doing his Hunger Games Stanley Tucci character.
Yeah, I know. It's great. It's
took
great.
Over the I shouldn't be here, but neither should Donald Trump.
But neither should Donald Trump. Yeah, that happened. That happened before we taped this. Anyway, listen, I got to get to the segue, ladies and gentlemen.
Segue.
Bernie had to. I swear to God, this man had the worst time because I know how much he hates her, you know. And I respect this guy so much because
if body language could kill, a real language.
Just like I endorse Hillary.
He was holding up a big sign. Yeah, saying, Scott Baio, you're right.
Yeah, did you see the way he tapped her on the shoulder? It was kind of like petting an.
Did you see the way
it
she's
was like petting
his arm,
a petting arms, an iguana? You know, it's like
he's got his arm hanging twisted behind his back.
Yeah, I know.
She's got it all the way up to the shoulder blade.
But listen, man, I got to tell you,
he endorsed her.
I tell you, I'm with Bernie. You got to go with Hillary, man, because the winter is coming. You know what I'm saying? You know this. Winter
you've
is
go
coming.
With she's Cersei. She's Cersei.
Well, and, I think that you can say right now that it's going to be a very, very spirited campaign. I hope Donald Trump is as incompetent as he seems to be because he is crazy. Hey, let's have a listen to the concession speech. Now, this is the actual the endorsement. Randy, here it is for you. Have a listen to this.
Secretary Clinton has won the Democratic nominating process, and I congratulate her for that. She will be the Democratic nominee for president, and I intend to do everything I can to make certain she will be the next president of the United States. I have come here today not to talk about the past, but to focus on the future. I have come here to make it as clear as possible as to why I am endorsing Hillary Clinton and why she must become our next president.
That was that must have been difficult for him.
Well, it must have been. I still don't think he actually said, "I'm no longer running for president." I don't think he says, "I'm out of the race."
Yeah,
he just said she's a good choice. She fought the good fight.
Yeah,
let's go to the convention and let's, you know, may the best man or woman win.
Well, no, I kind of thought that meant kind of like, yes, I endorse her, and she will be the Democratic nominee. That's what he said. He said,
"Oh, so you think he might go for third party?"
Well, no, I'm saying that he's going to work to get Hillary, and B, he said it. She will be the Democratic nominee, and I don't think that Bernie's going to go for a third party, as much as other people want to do that.
Yeah,
and
okay.
It's like you and I have a disagreement on that. I understand why people want to vote for Jill Stein. You know, I you know what? I wouldn't begrudge people from doing that because basically, I'll tell you something. I don't like Hillary Clinton that much, as you might have been able to tell from the last couple of shows.
Yes, but then again, you don't want to shoot yourself in the head with Donald Trump.
Well, I'm going to use a term that everyone knows these days. Winter is coming. You know, I'm sorry, man. You know, if it's a choice between the Lannisters and the snow zombies, I'm going with the Lannisters, you know.
Yeah, I'd rather have Cersei than Donald, yeah. Hillary is Cersei, isn't she?
She is. We've labeled her Cersei Lannister.
The game of White House.
As Colbert calls it, the hungry for power games, which we have a clip of that lady, which he was rather cruel to Bernie, you know, because I tell you something. Now, I have another clip that I want to thing, and it's a heartbreaking one. This is a clip that TYT did. They interviewed Sanders supporters who were there at the endorsement, and here's a bit of what they had to say.
The endorsement, not the concession.
No, this is not the concession.
I just want to make sure we call it that.
I love the fact that you're still hopeful. I love the fact
he has not conceded. He has not conceded.
But the endorsement. Okay, here they are at the endorsement. Have a listen to this.
So, Brittany, I'm not going to blow up your spot. You can keep your sunglasses on, but obviously you're emotional. There's a couple tears behind the sunglasses.
A couple.
A lot. I won't make you take them off, but talk to me about just what you just saw, straight up. You know how you felt in the moment, and talk as loud as possible.
I mean, in the moment, it felt worse than being punched in the gut. I felt like I got the wind knocked out of me. You know, I believe in Bernie Sanders with every fiber of my being. Like, here I go again. Oh my God. It's just when you come across something that is so truthful and pure, like you want to hope to God that people will see that and that good will win, and then you realize that, you know, it doesn't.
Was this campaign and Bernie's message the first time you've gotten really involved politically?
Yeah, believe it or not, I you know, my entire family voted for Donald Trump. I'm a black sheep, and
here you are wearing a Feel the Burn shirt.
Oh yeah,
and putting yourself through a little bit of misery.
Oh.
I walked out actually before he got up to speak because I just couldn't take all the Clinton supporters in the auditorium.
And were the Clinton supporters, you couldn't take them? Were they being rude to you, or you just couldn't kind of take this feeling that everything's dandy and we're all united?
Yeah, that we are united. We are not united. Hillary represents the utmost in corruption. She's a scion of Wall Street. And Bernie Sanders is against all the Wall Street corruption. So by his coming out in support of her tells me that it violates the integrity of, I believe, who he represented. So I can no longer support Bernie Sanders.
I wish Bernie the best. I'm right there behind him. He's fighting for the issues. I hope he gets as much exposure as he possibly can. But like I said, I'm in a safe blue state. If you live in a safe blue or red state, you should check out Jill Stein and get on the internet and spread some information, because that's how I learned about Bernie. That's how my grandparents learned about Bernie. That's how a bunch of people I know learned about Bernie. They read about him. They heard a speech on the internet, and they're like, oh, that's different. That's new. I agree with that guy. So we have the power to elevate somebody else, Jill Stein. So
a couple of those Bernie supporters. First of all, that first one, that first person who was speaking to a girl broke my heart. You know, but I've been around since George McGovern.
Yeah, me too. So, that was my first election too. Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, honey, listen, welcome to the party. Good doesn't triumph.
Dukakis was a great guy, but he just was.
Dukakis, I knew Dukakis.
He was a nice
guy,
but nice guys
finish
last.
Well, that's not true, you know, and I really have to modulate the fact that what Bernie Sanders did is that he basically got, and this is actually true, he got a victory on the TPP, the minimum wage, college tuition, all those things are in the Democratic platform now because Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, here's another thing, if your friend Pocahontas gets in with... as the vice president, sorry about that. If she gets in, if Liz Warren gets in as the vice president of Hillary Clinton, she's going to put even more of those policies on the platform.
Absolutely.
So, you know, absolutely. It's a win. Liz Warren would be a win for Bernie.
Yes, it would be a win for Bernie. And I said that last show,
but nobody heard it because they're all asleep.
Because it was like in the 90th minute of this. You know. But listen, I've got to say one thing about the guys that are getting on there and getting on Bernie's case. Shut the fuck up. Let him run his own race
no matter where he wants to take it. Give the man respect.
Absolutely. He's the guy that got up and allowed, you know, like his wife got smeared. One of the nicest, most decent people in the world. So if you think Bernie Sanders needs this shit from you after he's really at, how old
72.
Is he, like 78?
He's 72. He's 72. Only about 4 years older than Trump and Hillary. So don't make out that he's some sort of geriatric, because he ain't.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying it. At 72 years old and as much time in the Senate he had, he didn't have to get up and do this. He got up and did this for his country. And you know why you know that? Is because that he held out for his policies to be included in the Democratic platform. So for Bernie Sanders supporters to disrespect Bernie in that way, I really have an issue with that. If you can't be loyal, you're shit. And I'm loyal to Bernie. So what's your take on that? Not a sound effect.
I am a parade.
Yes, you are a
that's
parade.
That's a real line from comedy, by the way.
It is.
I was going to say, I agree with you. Even if he only wanted to do that to get those things on the platform and now wants to... you know, take the train slowly back to Independence, Missouri with his wife.
yes, right.
Well,
he's not going to do that.
He's going to go back to the Senate. But the point is that I think he got what he wanted, even if he didn't get the big chair at the adult table.
Well, it was, you know, I mean, his chances of doing this were always amazingly infinitesimal. And what he did was coalesce what is a revolution and a movement. And if you look up Our Revolution, that's the new pact that Bernie's forming to support candidates with progressive values up and down that Democratic ticket. So this guy isn't done. And for I don't think that Bernie supporters should go off in a huff and vote, you know, and lose their vote or not vote or whatever.
Voting for
Jill
Stein's, voting for Ralph Nader, voting for Ross Perot.
Yeah.
It's going to split the Democratic vote. Ralph Nader is probably the reason that Al Gore lost, apart from all the other conspiracies.
I disagree with that. Yeah, but
you know what I mean.
Go ahead.
He takes 10%. That's 10% that could have gone to the Democratic nominee.
Yeah.
So if that's what happens, if Jill Stein takes 10%, and she could, she's good. She's good.
She could. She's good, but she won't get any press. The media will dump her. And just the way they dumped Bernie right after Hillary
What if she's a donkey? What if she's the donkey vote? What if Jill Stein is at the top of the list and everybody goes, oh, shit, I don't know. And they just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I mean, I know they don't have preferential voting there, but if she's the first name on the nominee, that might be the box they tick.
Well, yeah, I was listening to George Luntz on Real Time last night, and those Republicans are really seeding that Bernie division. You can tell that that's one of their only shots, is trying to divide Hillary's vote. But listen, I don't want to take too much time because I want to go on to the next thing, which is basically our little introduction now for Donald Trump.
Who?
And what he's been doing. So,
who?
Yeah, Trumpmeister. Yeah, the crazy guy. Here he is. This is our intro for our Trump. Trump. Here's Trump.
Now it's time for the next episode of Psycho Trump.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Yes, it's Psycho Trump, ladies and gentlemen. And he's been busy, too, because he has announced he had some ideas for running mates, including, let's see, Newt Gingrich. Yeah, Chris Christie and Mike Pence. Well,
who?
Chris Christie. First of all, can you imagine Chris Christie? What's happening now? I have this image
he's just
of him
parked out in front of the Krispy Kreme, waiting for it.
Yeah, he's wearing a diaper, nuts. Eating donuts right now,
waiting for it to open. Sorry.
And here at the Bill Show, we just
two
like to say, couldn't
like
happen.
Not throw stones, Bill, at Chris Christie.
At Christie?
You and I are waiting for his hand-me-down clothes, honestly.
Yeah,
you've got some shirts that I really envy, you know?
Yeah,
no,
he does.
You do.
He does, actually.
You do.
Yeah. Do I? Yeah, okay. My tropical shirt collection. It's the Chris Christie collection.
Oh, the new Jersey. Jersey don't wear shirts like that. Yeah,
it's the Jersey Christie collection. But anyway, Chris Christie is downing those antidepressants with a lot of pizza and Diet Coke because Donald Trump has nominated former Indiana first-term governor Mike Pence. And Mike Pence is...
Oh, we know Mike Pence. Randy Rainbow wrote a song about him.
Yes, he did. So, listen, we have a special segment we're going to do, and it's time to meet Mike Pence! Yes, Mike Pence, ladies and gentlemen. He's not just your usual kind of fascistic white guy. He has a history, ladies and gentlemen. We thought we'd tell you a little bit about him. Yes, Mike Pence is a threat to progressives everywhere. That's true, because he signed one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country. He signed into a law that forbids abortion on the basis of chromosomal abnormalities, including Down syndrome. It also bans fetal tissue donation and requires any aborted or miscarried fetus to be cremated and buried. In fact, it actually says that the mother is responsible for providing a funeral for the fetus. Yeah, that's great.
And you do use a peanut shell as a coffin.
I don't know, man. Yeah, okay. I don't know. He signed the bill.
That's about how big most aborted fetuses are.
Yes, that's right. That's true. He signed a bill that made it okay for Indiana businesses to discriminate against LGBT customers.
Oh, and don't you remember the big pizza thing?
That's right. It was the pizza thing.
The big pizza thing. That was him.
That's right. In 2015, he signed what was called a religious freedom law, whose sweeping language permitted Indiana businesses to refuse to serve gay people, much like Southern businesses used to discriminate against black people.
Yeah. Backlash. It was more in your face than just coloreds only.
Absolutely. He backed the law until, of course, the corporate community said, that's a stupid law. They started withdrawing their businesses from Indiana. Yeah. He got on George Stephanopoulos, or George Snuffleupagus's program, and he was asked to kind of fuss up as to why he hates gays so much and how his law is discriminatory. This is what he said.
So this is a yes or no question. Is Advance America right when they say a florist in Indiana can now refuse to serve a gay couple without fear of punishment?
Well, let me explain to you.
Yes or no? If a florist in Indiana refuses to serve a gay couple at their wedding, is that legal now in Indiana?
George, this is where this debate has gone.
Right there. It said it would protect a Christian florist against any kind of punishment. Is that true or not?
George, look, the issue here is, you know...
Does that mean people of any other faith who want to refuse service to gays and lesbians that it's now legal in the state of Indiana? That's a simple yes or no question.
George, the question here is First Amendment rights of religious liberty of our people.
I'm trying to get that same clarity, adding sexual orientation as a protected class under the state's civil rights laws. Will you push for that?
I will not push for that. That's not on my agenda.
One suggested fix to the law would say that this chapter of the law does not establish or eliminate a defense to a claim protecting civil rights or preventing discrimination.
George, look, we're not going to change the law.
Final yes or no question, Governor. Do you think it should be legal in the state of Indiana to discriminate against gays or lesbians? It's a yes or no question.
Hoosiers don't believe in discrimination.
Yeah, but you do.
Yeah. His Religious Freedom Act. Well, the freedom of religion doesn't mean freedom for religion. They've twisted that so badly. I can't believe it. I can't believe that they're getting away with that.
There's three words to analyze this entire thing. They hate fags. Do you get that? That's not hard. This is an anti-gay legislation that he tried to worm himself out of. He's sitting there, and Stephanopoulos is going, you're a bigot, and you just don't want gays being served. And he went, no. I just want to pass a law that gays don't get served, but that doesn't mean I'm a bigot.
But it's just that Christians can refuse service to anyone.
Yeah.
What if somebody comes in, a Sikh with a turban?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I'm not going to serve you. I'm not going to serve Sikhs.
No soup for you.
Yeah, no soup for you. We looked at his religious freedom bill as something quite narrow.
Yeah.
As about same-sex couples. And the thing is that here in Australia...
Yeah.
Who would want to force a baker or a florist to cater for their wedding if they were bigots?
Yeah.
It's the opposite here. I would think that the florists and the bakers in Australia are going to say, hang on a minute, that gay couple won't use me because they say I'm a bigot.
That's exactly what happened in Indiana, Randy.
Yeah, but the thing is here, we would not force anybody legally to serve.
Yeah,
and but
his poll numbers went down because corporations based in Indiana have a lot of gay people working for them.
Yeah,
so, yeah, and then that's why they threatened to leave. In fact, you know, Bruce Springsteen boycotted a concert there. Toyota said it wasn't going to put a plant there. This is what what Mike Pence did in Indiana. I'll go on with the next thing he did.
What about Uncle Pat? Uncle Pat said, well who's going to want to have pizza at a wedding?
Well, first of all, any self-respecting gay person I know would not have pizza at their wedding, but that's beside the point. He also said he'd block the resettlement of Syrian refugees in Indiana, and he illegally tried to cut off federal aid to the refugees already there. Not content to keep new war widows and orphans out of the state, Pence upped the xenophobic ante by also trying to cut off federal aid to those already in the state. A federal judge blocked Pence's actions, writing that the governor's order clearly constitute a national origin discrimination, and in no way directly or even directly promotes the safety of Indiana citizens. He's a bigot. He's just a bigot.
But the thing is he's cutting off his nose to spite his face. If they're sending federal aid to widows and orphans of Syrians, etc., where is that money being spent?
That's a good question.
It's being spent in Indiana. In Australia, we have people saying, please send us the Syrian refugees. Neil, out of Western Victoria, took 40 Syrian refugees. They figure that's dumped an extra $5 million worth of business into their town, drying up.
People are
shooting themselves in the mouth, the face, the foot, everything
for
discrimination.
Pence does not allow to get logic to get in the way of bigotry.
His
last thing that I'll mention is that at a time when lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are tackling the nation's drug problems, in America, if in Indiana, he signed a bill reinstating mandatory minimum drug sentencing. Many drug users sell drugs on the side to support their addictions, which is a sickness. I mean, it's thanks to Pence, any Indiana resident convicted twice of selling drugs get a full decade in prison.
Yeah,
where they then can be sodomized by a guy who hates gays.
Well, it's not just that. Here in Australia, it's a big problem that older people like yourself and myself are actually getting two prescriptions for our various things like antidepressants and, your Rypnol or what's the other one that ADD kids take? And they're selling them on the street because there's a market.
There is a market. Teenagers
are getting their Ritalin, and selling the extra.
They are. They are.
And old people are dealing into the Breaking Bad. The Breaking Bad series created a whole generation of gray pushers.
Well, I think that
they're buying marijuana and they're having some of it themselves for chronic pain and whatever, and then they're selling the rest.
Well, you have got people in America that are serving long prison sentences for marijuana, which is in the United States.
Your friend Justin Trudeau just gave an open amnesty to every single person in prison on a marijuana charge.
Yeah,
they're out. They're out.
Well, listen,
but you know why he did that?
Why?
And you know how he was able to do that? And this is right against Hillary Clinton, because they don't have private prisons in Canada.
That's right.
And do you know who the people are who want to keep marijuana illegal?
People profiting from the private prisons?
Prison owners and prison guard unions. Those are two of the five groups that are anti-marijuana legalization that run and guard the prisons.
Which is stupid.
Who is for private prisons?
Yeah.
Ms. Rodham Clinton.
Yeah, that's right. And I'll tell you, when Bernie embraced Hillary there, or just tapped her in the back, really.
I don't know if he embraced her or if he just sort of threw up down her back like she was burping him.
Well, now listen, if you weren't sure, as I said before, winter is coming. And that is why we have to unify, because I also
Cersei Clinton is coming.
Yeah. Cersei Lennon is better than the White Walkers. Listen, let's have a look at the GOP platform came out today. And if you like Mike Pence, you're going to love the GOP platform. This is what they said in the GOP platform. And they support good conversion or reparative therapy for gay people.
Oh, that's right. Pray Away the Gay is now part
of the
platform.
Pray Away the Gay.
Because
that'll change it.
Yeah, for sure.
They approve platform.
Don't draw happy faces on the open pussy sores. Don't draw happy faces on the open pussy sores.
Okay, their latest draft also calls for a constitutional amendment to overturn the Supreme Court's decision on gay marriage. The subcommittee also provided a provision opposing the Obama administration's recent guidance document advising schools how to avoid discrimination against transgender students. They're against that because discrimination sounds good to them because they called it illegal and dangerous as well as alien to America's history and traditions. Tolerance.
Of course.
Anti-choice.
We got to keep the Transformers out of the bathroom.
That's right. This is in the platform. Anti-choice. According to reported Politico, attendees said that the subcommittee has advanced language condemning Planned Parenthood and calling the Supreme Court justices to reverse decisions in favor of abortion rights. The platform calls for the Supreme Court vacancies to be filled, and they will fill three of them. Committed judicial conservatives, and they said his name, like Justice Antonin Scalia, so that the court can begin reversing Roe versus Wade. So if you want to, by the way, if Trump wins, not only the threat of nuclear war, but you're going to have to move to London to get an abortion.
Just Canada.
I
would move to Canada. I would move there.
Just fuck this shit. Moving to Canada. As for the foreign policy draft document, it also contains some wins for the presumptive nominee, including an amendment that affirms Donald Trump's controversial plan. They are going to do it, ladies and gentlemen, to build an enormous wall along the United States southern border.
Willie.
Yeah.
Hit your cough button.
Yeah,
I've read that it's a figurative wall.
No.
A virtual wall. No.
The latest draft says this, quoting Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, "This is why we support building a wall along our southern border to protect all ports of entry. The border wall must cover the entirety of the southern border and must be sufficient to stop both vehicular and pedestrian traffic." That's in the platform.
And what are they going to? And they're going to actually have to run it around Oklahoma and Arizona and New Mexico, and Louisiana, because Texas is going to secede from the union.
Yeah. Texas. We can only hope.
So the wall is going to have to extend north.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be a long wall. Climate change. The committee unanimously voted to include language that declares coal, now get this, an abundant, clean, affordable, reliable domestic energy resource.
What? Coal?
Yeah, coal. Because it's clean, you know.
And all those people in Kentucky and West Virginia have clean lung disease, too.
Yeah, that's true. It does. It's the cleanest of all lung diseases is coal lung disease. And finally, this one I just got for you. You're going to love this.
Oh, I can't wait. What is it?
Religion in schools. The draft also encourages state legislators to offer the Bible as literature curriculum and elective in all high schools at the same time that the community widely backed a new provision that declares internet pornography a public health crisis.
I'm sorry, Bill. I'm actually getting really sick here. I'm about to blow.
I thought that would get you.
Chunks on my keyboard.
Yeah, I know.
That's so ridiculous. That is just so ridiculous.
Well,
to legislate all that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
that people don't want, don't need. It's like here where the last government tried to put those religious people in every school.
What
were they called? Pastoral care people.
Yeah.
But they were really from the something ministries. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, they have been pressing here in Australia to get it in. They can't get around the fact that, you know, that America and Australia are both secular countries. If you want to practice your religion, that's cool, but don't expect public schools to have to finance that unless they're going to finance all of them. Can you imagine?
All the religions, yeah.
Could you imagine if a candidate said that Islam had to be taught in schools?
Well, as a comparative religion, I think that would be great.
Yeah. So, you know, but the Christians are really just interested in the Bible because we're a Christian country, evidently. Listen, the reason.
Well, I can think of better fiction books to, you know. I think Pride and Prejudice has many more positive lessons for young men and women in today's society.
I think you're right. Listen, the one thing that I wanted to end on before we go to your rant is on the 13th of July, the reason why we need to unify right now, winter is coming. These guys will do incredible damage. Now, the popular notion right now is that Trump hasn't got a chance. Well, on the 13th, during this time in which we've had a break, Quinnipiac University released a set of surveys for Florida, Ohio, and Pennsylvania with the best polling news numbers that Donald Trump has gotten in a long time. In the version of these polls that include third-party candidates, Trump led Hillary Clinton by 5 percentage points in Florida, 1 percentage point in Ohio, and 6 percentage points in Pennsylvania. So the results are absolutely shocking because, and this is from this is from 538, the 538 website. So if you think that they can't win, I always thought that Bush 2 wasn't going to win, and look what happened. So
look what happened twice. Okay, here's what. This is my wet finger in the air, my mother.
Okay.
My mother rang last week, and I said, "Mom, now that I think I told you that she was going to vote for Marco Rubio because he was cute.
He's cute.
He was cute. Okay. Yeah. Now I said, who are you going to vote for, Mom? I'm a registered Republican, so I guess I'll have to vote for Trump. I says, you're kidding. I would vote for anybody but Trump. Well, I'm not going to vote for that bitch. God, it was terrific.
Well,
I'm not going to vote for that bitch.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you something.
There's going to be a lot. She's my bellwether test. My mother. I'm not going to vote for that bitch.
Yeah, we got that. But, you know, the thing is that, you know, what the Democratic Party has done, of course, as you and I would say again, they have nominated the worst candidate of the two.
Yeah,
and the email shit is happening right now. Her numbers on being trustworthy are just phenomenally low.
Yeah, plummeting as we speak.
Yeah, I know. And we said this. We said this in the show. I hate to tell you, but we told you so. But now we got no choice. Because basically, and those people who want to vote for Jill Stein, you know, I'm not going to criticize you for doing it. I get it. I understand you. But winter is coming, guys. These guys will set back the clock, and they will have three Supreme Court justices to nominate. This can't happen in America. It just can't. And that's all I have to say for my bit. That's it.
But let's just replay last week's show. I want to hear it again.
I'm going to keep it short, man. There are people still in a coma over last week's show. Seriously. Okay. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back with
an absolute break, yeah.
We're going to take an absolute break. We're going to come back with Randy's Rant after this short break.
Educates, syncopates, radio communicates, radio, the sound of year-round pleasure.
Now, here comes the music.
I will build a great, great wall on our southern border, and I will have Mexico pay for that wall. Mark my words.
My name is Donald Trump. Make you shake your rump. When I rock the beat, you can feel the funk. I don't give a fuck. I got a TV show. Send everybody back to Mexico. I got money. All the dead presidents. Rolling in the grave when I'm president. My vice president. Well, I'm not too choosy. I'm thinking Meatloaf or Gary Busey. Ha. Vote for me to make America great. I'll be the president that you love to hate. Ha. What's going on in this country that anybody would elect me or even respect me? I got money, so it's okay to listen to the dumb shit that I say.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists. They're rapists.
Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Yeah. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump. Shake your derriere. I'm a billionaire with real bad hair, but I don't care, my bank account's big. So why the hell do I got a $10 wig? In the White House, I'm in the place to be. And in my first term, I'm starting World War III. In my second term, I drop a nuclear bomb and throw everybody in jail, even your mom.
You know, you can see there was blood coming out of her eyes. Blood coming out of her wherever.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no? As a principle? For the woman?
Yeah, it has to be something.
Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump, do the Donald, yeah. Do the Donald Trump, do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump, do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump, do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump, do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump, do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump, do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump.
Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay?
A kid shot an elephant. He was bored and rich. Did it for the hell of it. He's not very intelligent. One vote for me, you'll make America irrelevant. Two times divorced. Cause I bang more broads than balls on my golf course. I'm just a giant asshole. And if you're not white and dumb, I'm taking your passport. People all across the nation. Start riots if I lose the nomination. Stop Cruz and I take down Hillary. That bitch don't deserve an equal salary. From the first black White House resident, I'll be the first orange president. Orange is the new black dig. And if I lose, well, it must be rigged. The next president is this reality TV douche from The Apprentice. Don't ask how it happened. Just do the Donald Trump while I'm rapping. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the Donald. Do the Donald Trump. Do the brand new dance. Do the Donald Trump.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States. The United States.
The American dream is dead. Is dead.
And now it's time to keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times, because it's time again for Randy's Rant.
Just all gather round.
Yeah, put your hands in the air, shake your derriere. Yeah, do the Donald Trump. Do the Don. I've got bad hair, and I'm going to be the first orange president.
That's Tom.
I'm going to build.
That's Tom Green from Funny or Die, by the way. I just had
that. Was terrific. I've not heard that. You pulled that right out of the box and surprised me.
I did.
I love that. I was bopping along with that.
Yeah.
You know, Australia produced a television commercial on the Donald Trump wall, which was banned in America.
Really?
For a little 360-degree camera. And it was being used as Donald Trump was opening the wall. So it's shooting Donald Trump. But it's also shooting these Mexicans digging under the wall.
Oh, dear.
Because you're able to shoot 360 degrees. And it was the funniest thing. It was made in Australia. It was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. And it was
banned in America because it was just so in your face. I mean, it didn't say anything bad.
Viciously sort of satirical.
Vicious. Oh, totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway,
what do you have for us, Randy?
We've had a lot of things happen in the last week. I think one of the saddest things, well, apart from, you know, the 80 people in Nice, you know, the Turkish coup, all those other things which really aren't about America. But in Dallas, I'd say a domestic terrorist who wanted to kill white people, a black man who wanted to kill white people, took up position and snipered a whole bunch of policemen, killing five and injuring a lot more. Now, this was a national tragedy in more ways than one, but what came out of it was what I think a real hero. Right. And that was the local police chief, a man of color named David Brown.
Right.
Now, he's been the police chief there for a long time in Dallas. Now, Dallas, home of George Bush and a lot of other people, is actually quite a moderate town like San Antonio.
Yeah.
It's not full of a lot of your hard-ass Texans and things like that. And he came out and he got onto the press conference with a level head and wonderful rhetoric, and he said some amazing things, which I thought, what isn't included in the clips which I'm about to play is the fact that in America, when you can't deal with it, you give it to the police.
Yeah.
Runaway kids, give it to the police.
Yeah.
Loose dogs, give it to the police.
Yeah.
Do something else, give it to the police. Bail offenders, give it to the police. They've got so much to do other than real law enforcement and serving the community.
Yeah.
That they, a lot of the times they lose their cool. It's just, my sister was a police officer in California.
Yeah.
And she used to tell me these, the things that they had to do would drive you nuts.
Yeah, yeah. Because of the lack, the lack of services, you know.
Well, the lack of public services, but all municipalities, because police in America are from a municipality, they're not a state government thing like they are here or a county government thing like they are in England.
Yeah, yeah.
They are local municipalities run their police departments. And sometimes you have individual police departments for universities, for highway patrol, for certain national parks. So, and there are conflicts, there are all these problems, and they're finding it hard to keep their selves together.
Yeah.
Themselves together, sorry. So here's Police Chief David Brown from the city of Dallas giving a press conference about the five people who were killed.
Yeah.
This was before George W. Bush bopped along at the funeral.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Sorry.
Somebody put that retard in a room. I mean, for fuck's sake.
He's run out of feet to paint or whatever it is. So here's David Brown. Play this clip. It's actually two clips which I've butted together. And I think you'll see that this man is making no excuses, but he's making an impassioned plea to legislators.
Okay. This is
mainly in the Congress.
In the Congress. Washington. Okay. This is David Brown, the Dallas police chief, hero from Randy's Rant. Here it is.
So, just going back to my government class in high school, Miss Battle, hello, said my teacher. It's three branches of government, right? Legislative, judicial, and executive. We're a local democracy here in Dallas, and our council has a role, but there's a greater role in policymaking, and folks just need to do their job. There's too many things we all agree on both sides of the aisle, that we hadn't gotten done. And we just need to get it done. And quit asking cops to chime in and do it for you. We got a full plate. The policy making, the laws being passed, that's their job. And they need to do it so that we can be safer in this country. And the issues have been long discussed. I can't stand watching cable news anymore. It's been discussed, you know, for forever, and we're just not getting to a place where we do anything. And that's the frustration for police officers, is that we all know what needs to be done that we agree on. Let's get that done. Just to say we did something to help everyone. You got to follow. Well, something on guns. You know, I was asked, well, what's your opinion about guns? Well, ask the policymakers to do something, and then I'll give you an opinion. Put a law out there, and I'll give you an opinion about it. But to have me do that job, I'll pass on that. Get in that debate and get swallowed up by both sides who are entrenched in their positions, I want no part of that. Do your job. We're doing ours. We're putting our lives on the line. The other aspects of government need to step up and help us.
Yeah, Randy, it's... You know something, he's absolutely right. One of the reasons that cops are so paranoid is because of the number of guns out there. But when he sits there and says both sides aren't doing their job, I'm going to take issue with that. The Democrats have done their job. The Democrats and Obama have put effective legislation. There's only one side of this that isn't doing their job, and that's the Republicans. The idea that there are two sides to this issue when it comes to guns is a fallacy. President Obama has put forward and tried to put forward effective gun legislation, and this has been blocked by the Republicans. So, unfortunately, it's your doofuses in Texas, like Louie Gohmert and the rest of them, that have been the stopping point. And it's not a both sides situation. I just wanted to put that in because I don't believe in this both sides.
You're right, but Obama could quite easily. But he hasn't.
Yeah.
Executive ordered the Second Amendment provisions for assault rifles and everything like that. Individual states have done that,
yeah.
as I will talk about later in my tinfoil hat. But I think that he is right. Somebody has to take a stand and come up against, you've got the Democrats and the NRA. There's no GOP.
Yeah.
There's no GOP. It's the Democrats and the NRA.
Well, the GOP is just it's a legislative arm of the NRA.
Absolutely, that's what I mean. It's corporations are people too. Who was the idiot that said that? Mitt Romney. Corporations are people too.
Right.
He's so full of shit. But the point is he'd make a better president than Donald Trump.
Yeah.
But the people follow the money. Who's making the money? Smith and Wesson.
Yeah.
All of those people. And a lot of this money is export. You know, Glock is a Swiss or a German company,
absolutely.
Isn't it? I mean, all this stuff is made overseas. I mean, and these people are the money that, these people are the people that are subsidizing the NRA.
Well, we are the United States is, though, the number one arms seller to the world. You know, I mean,
yes.
We sell guns everywhere.
But it's, yeah. As long as you put lots of money in your friend Hillary Clinton's bank account, like Saudi Arabia, or not her bank account, what's it called? Her trust fund?
The Clinton Foundation.
Saudi Arabia. You put money in there, you could buy guns.
Well, no, actually, it was basically somewhat bigger than that. It was an arms cachet or delivery to the Saudi Arabian government to fight their war in Yemen.
Yeah.
And it was preceded by
Yemeni.
It was preceded by a huge donation to the Clinton Foundation. We talked about that.
Uh-huh.
So
yeah, and then they cut off several heads in the car park at McDonald's.
Yes, they do.
Which is what they do.
How quaint.
Yeah, it's well.
What lovely allies we have. That's great, isn't it?
Well, it's because they have to make executions public.
Yeah.
They pick things like, the parking lot at the mall, and things like that. It's just
madness.
It's gross. They'll just pull up in a van.
Don't tell a Saudi Arabian guy to not lose his head over something because it may happen.
Well, it's usually a woman, and it's usually because she was raped, and it's her fault.
Yeah.
Okay, now I've got something else.
What
now.
Do you got?
I've got, how a lot of my rants and tinfoil hats had to do with religion.
Yes.
And God bothers and things like that. Well, I've decided now, things have settled down now. Pastor Manning and Pastor Used by Date, Stephen Anderson, are now kind of settled down a bit. But I have found the odd little clip.
Yeah.
Which I would like to play.
Oh, good.
So I've decided to. I want to have a religious extremist of the week award.
Okay.
It could be Christian. It could be Jewish. It could be Muslim. It could be Sikh. Yep. But this week, it just happens to be a guy who decided to have a punch for God.
Oh dear.
And here's Randy's religious extremist of the week award. So take it away.
Here it is, right off of Randy's rant.
He's a real smart aleck. Was a bright kid, which didn't help things, right? Made him more dangerous. And we were outside one day, youth group, and he was just trying to push my buttons, and he was just, you know, kind of not taking the Lord serious. And I walked over to him, and I went, bam! I punched him in the chest as hard as I crumpled the kid. I just crumpled him. And I leaned over and I said, Ben, when are you going to stop playing games with God? I led that man to the Lord right there. There's times that might be needed.
Beating the crap out of somebody for the Lord.
Yeah, I led that boy to the Lord right there. I led him to the Lord. Yeah,
what a douchebag. You know,
guy. I'll just explain to you this guy here.
Yeah,
his name is Eric Damman, which is a strange name, Eric Damman.
Yeah,
and he was actually on Dammann. So Eric Damman, another pastor used by date. He was on the Young featured on the Young Turks, previously about a punch for God, a punch for the Lord. For God.
You know what I like? You know what my favorite moment is that this kid was intelligent, and that bothered him. That bothered him. You know,
when are you going to take God seriously, Ben? I led that boy to the Lord. I led that boy to the emergency room. Because I punched him so, and you should see this guy. He's a big bruiser. This Eric Damman.
Yeah, but he's
So
he's a douchebag. Yeah. You know, I mean, it's just like, and it really going up to Ben and saying, "Why are you thinking too much?" is just a lovely comment.
But the point is, is any cop going to arrest him for assault?
Well, he should.
He should, but he won't.
No. Because I don't know where Pastor. Pastor Muhammad Ali comes from, but he certainly has. I don't think that Jesus ever, you know, said, "You will believe in me, or I'll punch you up." You know,
I will punch you, and I will be back. I want you to punch you for God.
That's it. Yeah, beat them until they get down on their knees. That's what I'd like. Okay, well, we've got a clip.
By the way, he's from. Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
Hasbrook Heights. He's from Jersey.
Yeah, the Bible Baptist Church. He's the estranged twin brother of Steven Anderson of Tempe, Arizona. No, I'm just
by
made
the way.
That part up.
He's from New Jersey. So if we put enough in the offering plate, we beat the crap out of Chris Christie.
Yeah. Oh, he should. Yeah. Nuts. Yeah. Anyway, there's also a picture of Ben on there. If you want to see a picture of Ben.
Oh dear God.
Poor Ben. Yeah.
Poor Ben. Ben, we love you. If you're out there, we love you. Keep thinking.
Don't believe the bullshit. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, Ben.
Don't drink the Kool-Aid, especially from that guy. Okay, well, listen, we have a break, and then we're coming back with tinfoil hats, ladies and gentlemen, right here.
Yum!
And you have a special little thing that you're going to throw in. This is a speech that was given by Obama in Canada.
In Quebec, in the Houses of Parliament. Oh, no, Ottawa, sorry. In Ottawa, the Canadian Houses of Parliament. Now, Obama has been, I don't know, mates with Justin Trudeau for a while. Now, Trudeau was elected earlier this year. He immediately did a cabinet where everybody in the cabinet was or specialized in what their cabinet position was, you know?
Yeah.
There was a Sikh man for religious groups and all that sort of stuff. Half of them were women. Exactly 50% of his cabinet are women. He recently marched in the Pride Parade.
I saw that photo. That was wonderful.
And all things like that. Like I said earlier in the program, he immediately released because they're in state prisons, anybody who has been sentenced for marijuana.
Marijuana, yeah, cool. Yeah, that's great. And, you know, I previewed this clip, and I'll tell you something. As much as I've criticized Barack Obama on the show during the last 4 years, we're going to miss him. We're going to miss him a lot.
Oh, I think we're going to miss him a lot, yeah.
Okay, so here's Barack Obama in Canada, and then we'll be back in a moment with our tinfoil hats for show 151.
Our work won't be finished until all women in our country are truly equal, paid equally, treated equally, given the same opportunities as men. Colors of the rainbow flag have flown on Parliament Hill. They have lit up the White House. That is a testament to our progress, but also the work that remains to ensure true equality for our fellow citizens who are lesbian, gay, bisexual, or transgender. Our Muslim friends and neighbors who run businesses and serve in our governments and in our armed forces, you gotta stand up against the slander and the hate. Let me say this, because I don't feel particularly politically correct on this issue. I don't believe that these are American values or Canadian values or Western values. I believe, and Justin believes, and I hope all of you believe, these are universal values. And we must be bold in their defense at home and around the world, and not shy away from speaking up on behalf of these values of pluralism and tolerance and equality.
Yes, folks, it's that time again. Time to discuss the news and commentary we listen to because we hate our own heads. It's our tinfoil hat segment tonight. Yes, that time again, Randy. We're going to start with you.
What awful things
have you managed to dig up for us today?
It's not awful. Some tinfoil hats can be quite positive.
Yeah, but, is this one?
In the great state of California, which among other things was my state of birth.
Yeah.
Governor Jerry Brown, a two-term governor, twice elected.
Yeah.
And also the son of previous Governor Brown. He's done some great things, brought them out of bankruptcy because they already are something like the fifth or sixth largest economy in the world.
Because Arnie did such a good job.
Oh, terrific.
I did a great job.
I won't be back. I impregnated the maid. I won't be back.
Yeah, the maid said, I can't believe I fucked that guy.
Oh, anyway, so I can't believe it's not butter. Young Governor Brown, last Friday, just before going on to an extended summer holiday, signed into law and vetoed other gun legislation. Now, as you know, it's a sensitive subject in America at the best of times. But Governor Brown enjoys a mandate in his state. Yeah. And sort of like our friend Police Chief David Brown of Dallas, Texas, Governor Jerry Brown decided to do his job. So he signed in and vetoed some laws. He signed in a law which the homosexuals called draconian.
Yes.
The NRA people, draconian.
What did the law do?
Well, this first one requires an ID or a background check for the purchase of ammunition.
Oh, God, that's terrible.
And to create a state database of ammunition owners, because that's one of the things the NRA do not like, is the keeping of records. Who owns what and where? So yeah. I would assume that by keeping a database of ammunition and who buys it and where it's stored, you're going to know that that person has a gun to fire that ammunition. So it starts to unravel. Ban the possession of magazines that hold more than 10 bullets.
Yes.
Because now you can buy pistol magazines that fire 15, 20. You can buy some magazines that are like the round ones they used to use in the old days with gangsters. And also restrict the loaning of guns without background checks within a family. So Cletus can't loan his his AK-47 to Leroy unless Leroy has a permit to carry that gun.
Dad, can I use the family gun? Those Kennedys are in town again.
Terrific.
Yeah, great.
Are there any left?
No, they use camouflage and they're spry. So
he also got rid of some laws. He vetoed laws about the theft of guns.
Yeah.
One law that he vetoed, which is surprising, is about people that make guns at home need to register them and get a serial number for them, which is more bureaucracy. No, he actually vetoed that. Also to limit Californians to the purchase of one rifle or shotgun per month.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and there's no limit to the number of pistols you can buy.
How many do you need?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, you got two hands. Yeah, whatever.
Unless can I buy 13? It's leap year.
Can I have a baker's dozen of Glocks?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, baby.
So anyway, he's done that, gone on holidays, and he's left people from the NRA and the Californian Amosexuals, the Amosexuals of California, a new rock group.
Yeah.
Who've just knocked cold stone boners and butthole surfers off the top of the charts.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to Amosexuals of California sing their tune.
There it is. Amosexuals of California on Randy's tinfoil hat. There it is.
We're down here basically because our rights, our Second Amendment rights, are being infringed on. It's unconstitutional what they're doing. Everything fast tracked through. Even on the bills, and then the worst bills that there are out there, he gets vetoed. Steal a firearm, it should be a felony. And that gets vetoed, and yet they want to take away all the guns that we have. As of January 1st, there won't be any AR-15s in California. And so it kind of kills everything out there.
When they're trying to take guns away from people who want to protect themselves, something's got to happen, something's got to change, whether it be the leadership in that house down the street or the legislature. If they try to get these bills to pass, we the people will vote them out of office, and they will be in the unemployment lines like all the unemployed people in this park.
And so a lot of people that we've talked to had no clue about any of this. And yeah, this is what needs to be getting out to the people, is that, yeah, they're losing a lot of their rights, and it's not right.
They're not trying to take your guns away, Gomer. They just want you to register them. Jesus Christ!
And you don't need an assault rifle.
An AR-15 for what?
Yeah.
And, you know, the AR-15 was designed by the military.
Yeah, for the military.
For the military.
Yeah.
So what are you planning? I mean, I have this idea that poor Ben, who got punched, he's next in line to get shot because obviously tough love is in the DNA of these guys. You know?
Well, these guys don't sound terribly California girls, you know. They've obviously left Tennessee and Kentucky, West Virginia, to go out and follow the sun.
Would someone please roll these guys a spliff so they can just calm the fuck down?
I think so.
For fuck's sake, man. Jesus Christ. They're just registering your bullets. You know, that's it. That's it. Not a problem. Well, listen, I have one. And as you know, Black Lives Matter is a group that has been peaceful throughout its protesting. And what the conservatives are trying to do after Dallas is to pin the, by the way, you know, there were two Black Lives Matter activists that were wounded at Dallas. So the guy who did this had nothing to do with Black Lives Matter. But the conservatives thought that it would be a really good idea if we could demonize Black Lives Matters by using an assassin that shot at police and Black Lives Matter demonstrators.
Yeah.
This guy is a guy named David Thor. He was on The Blaze, which is, oh, God. Or you can get a knitting needle and just shove it into your nose until it penetrates your brain. Or you can listen to the Blaze with Glenn Beck.
And oh, he's wonderful.
He's wonderful. We love Glenn because he's the crazy that keeps on giving. So here's David Thor from The Blaze talking about Black Lives Matter. Hold on to your seats, guys. This guy is absolutely incredible. Hold on. Here it is for Tinfoil Hats, show 151.
I got a lot of friends who are cops, and I'll tell you, if you go on YouTube right now, you will see amazing stories about cops pulling over their squad cars and playing basketball with kids and all that kind of stuff. Yep. Community policing is very important to every department across the country. I live in Nashville, Tennessee, and I got to tell you, the Nashville police have such a great relationship with all communities in Nashville. They're good men and women, and they care about the people who live in their city, and I believe that's true of the majority of police across the country. These stories where there is a shooting get unbelievable attention. And again, I think the problem here is that the progressives love to divide people because that's how they conquer the country. They divide people, put them into victim groups or put them into groups and convince the groups they can't talk to each other. This group's set against you, this one's set against you, and all that kind of stuff. So what we're seeing is the progressives have been incredibly successful in this country dividing us. And that's why we need to be focused on the truth. We need more people standing up and demonizing a group like Black Lives Matter that calls for the killing of police. At this point, I think Black Lives Matter ought to be labeled a terrorist organization.
I'm sorry, that guy's name was not David Thor, it's Brad Thor. So let me just say something about Brad. Brad is utilizing an old Republican trick used by a guy named Frank Luntz. Now, Frank Luntz is a scumbag who's been working GOP messaging for a very long time. And his credo is, accuse the other side what you're guilty of.
Yep, yep.
And when he says that progressives have divided people, that is absolutely ludicrous. And he also sits there and says a blatant lie that Black Lives Matters has advocated the assault on police officers. That has never happened. The people who were in Black Lives demonstrators were running from the gunfire. Yeah. And for Brad, this scumbag, to more or less try to maneuver people into believing that Black Lives Matter were the victims of this situation and have been the victims consistently of police brutality. And somebody said something on a meme the other day. You know, it's not the violence that's new. It's the cameras that are new. You know, I mean, this stuff has been going on for a very long time. But there are a lot of reasons for it. You pointed out one earlier where you said basically, look, police are under a whole lot of stress. Yeah, because there are so many guns out there, they don't know who has a gun. Yet the people who are dividing people are the conservatives like this douchebag who support people who think of their guns as an extension of their own penis that will not support policemen. These guys go on and on about how much they care about policemen. But if you talk to policemen, what's the number one thing you can that we can do to guarantee their safety? Get the automatic weapons and the semi-automatic weapons off the street, and they refuse to do
it. Yeah, well, the people, the bad guys are better armed than the police.
That's right. They are. You know, I mean, and that's it. I mean, that's why you have these guys who are young cops who literally have an itchy trigger finger because they don't know what they're walking into from one day to the next. And, you know, for Brad here, what a douchebag, for Brad to sit there and say that the progressives have been dividing America probably hasn't watched Fox News all that much. But, of course, that's just a lie that he's come up with simply because what do? You point at the opposition and you accuse them of exactly what you've done.
They've also started this group called All Lives Matter to counter it, which is just basically saying whites only or white lives matter. And all that's crap. I mean, that's
Well, it also infers that Black Lives Matter people don't care about everybody
exactly.
else. And it's completely wrong. You know, it's completely wrong. And it's just word games, and it's just a game to these people. And, you know, I say again, it's not both sides that have caused this problem. It is the Republicans. And if there was a reason that I would say it's time to unify with the Clintons, I will say this one thing. You will get some form of gun control if we manage to take over the Senate and the Congress. That's the only way this is going to happen, you know? And so, you know, winter is coming. People say, Bill, you're selling out. No, I'm not. I'm following Bernie and doing what he says.
Yep.
You know, so that's where I stand, buddy.
And how long is how far is the election away? 4 months?
A lot
can happen in 4 months.
A lot can happen in 4 months. You're still hanging out, aren't you?
I'm just saying, just like when, you know, Trump wasn't elected as soon as the primaries were over. Hillary's not elected as soon as the convention happens. Let's go and wait for the election.
Oh, by the way, did you know that in Cleveland, where they're having the Republican National Convention where they can't get anyone to speak? I mean, Chachi from Joni's Love Chachi wouldn't even speak there.
Oh, no! Scott Baio was one of their biggest cheerleaders.
And Scott Baio's looking for a gig. I know that. But the thing is that in Cleveland, Ohio, open carry is okay.
Yeah, they're going to take guns into the thing.
They're going to take fucking guns into the Republican National Convention.
There's going to be a shootout. I can't believe it.
You got a 500, you got a 20,000 Yosemite Sams all there. So when he gets nominated, they're just going to fire up in the air like Yosemite Sam.
Yeah, but isn't Jeb Bush going to speak?
No, Jeb isn't going to speak.
Oh, because I thought Jeb Bush just really hates Trump and was going to say something nasty.
Well, no, I hope so. But I was listening to some guy from the Never Trump movement, and he said, prepare for a ride, folks, because they're going to be doing something, because they are very much, it's going to be a very broken convention, the Republicans.
Instead of a broken convention, it's going to be a broken convention.
It's going to be a broken convention. And you know something? We'll be there to cover it. Actually, we won't. We'll be here.
I don't want to go to Cleveland, fucking Ohio. What was that great show they used to do with that fat guy, Drew Carey? Drew Carey show?
Well, I don't have anything against Cleveland, but it wouldn't be my top destination. But, you know. All dead Republicans go to Cleveland.
I have a friend who lives in Indiana, and she says, thank God for Trump, because you got rid of that prick. Because they really hated Pence. Yeah.
They hated Pence. So, you know, I mean, both Christie and Pence couldn't get elected again if they ran for governor.
Yeah. But they were governor. Oh, you mean if they ran for governor, yeah.
If they run for a second
term.
They
couldn't win for dog catcher,
Yeah, I mean, Christie got elected to a second term, but evidently he's dead now. And now he hasn't got a VP slot to go to. Jeez, God knows. He's going to have warm up that ice cream van that he has.
He'll become spokesperson for Subway and then become a child molester. A child molester, yeah.
I understand that's a plank in the Republican platform as well.
Becoming a child molester? Anyway. That's terrible.
Bill,
you're grossing me out, man.
I'm grossing myself out. Well, listen, that about does it for show 151. How do you feel, Randy? Was that fun for you?
Well, actually, yeah, to get a word in edgewise in more than 5 minutes tacked on the end that was already produced.
That's
you can
right.
actually,
it's better
hear,
with
you can
you,
actually
man.
Hear the playheads going over the gaffer tape. it's been fun. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming back from our sesquicentennial disaster.
the Heaven's Gate of podcasts.
Oh, stop it. Michael Cimino just passed away.
Cimino, director of Heaven's Gate. Look it up.
But he preceded that with Deer Hunter, one of the top 10 movies ever made, apparently.
Well, I tell you, man, if... I would recommend that film to
Heaven's
anyone.
Heaven's Gate or Deer Hunter?
Well, Heaven's Gate. I like Heaven's Gate. I
it
didn't
was
mind
just
it.
An epic. Yeah, so, and Americans don't like epics.
No, we don't. Especially when it's one guy talking about politics for a half an hour.
No, that's
so,
true.
Anyway. Yeah, I went on a bit. So anyway, we're going to see you next time, folks.
I'm looking
forward. Keep your ear to the ground.
Yeah. Bye, Val.
You can bye, Val, and you can reach us, of course, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at thebillshow.net. Billshow.net, everything Bill Show at one place. Until next time, kids, we'll see
you.
Bye. So
happy
long.
Trails
bye.
To you. Bye, guys.
Trails
yeah.
to you.
We'll meet again. Don't know where, don't know when.
Now it's time to feed them, give them their meds, and pack them away till next time. So long and good night from the Bill Show.